All right, it's Monday morning, a brand new week, and so to start the week, we thought it'd be a good idea to check in with Dr. Annette Berkentot, St. Clair County's medical officer, just to kind of see where we're at with COVID-19 as we start this this new week. Dr. Berkentot, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, what's the newest news to report, I guess?
Well, I guess it's status quo in the sense that we continue to see increased cases. We're also seeing increased cases in our hospital settings as well. Although I don't believe, I was trying to take a couple of days off this weekend, but I don't believe our hospitals are surging or over capacity at this time. They're keeping up. Obviously, our focus is to try and keep them that way, keep them with adequate supplies of PPE so our medical staff can stay healthy. So that's a high priority. And meanwhile, everybody's trying to stay home, and I got a little taste of that myself this weekend, being home and really nowhere to go, and it's an interesting challenge, suddenly trying to be connected with your friends and family remotely and, you know, not running out to the store to get things when you need them. I think we're all going to have to do some serious adjusting as we go through this process. Obviously, we all know that this isn't going to end next week. In fact, we're probably moving into our most challenging times, which I'm not saying that to be scary. I'm just saying that so people continue to not let their guard down, kind of bone up a little bit and try and get their acts together and get what they need, because I think the worst is yet to come still. It's just as far as the sheer number of cases and the people that need medical care.
And why is that? Because we've all been doing a pretty good job the last couple of weeks of social distancing and practicing, you know, staying away from others. Why do you suppose that number is likely to increase in the next couple of weeks?
Just epidemiology, looking at what we see throughout the country. And yes, we're doing a good job, but, you know, we just started last week. And this virus has a tendency to travel through communities, as we can see. The fact that we're checking, it's still doing testing, and hopefully our testing is going to also find some improvements and some niches as we get more types of testing into the community. But we continue to see people presenting with COVID-like symptoms. So social distancing and staying at home is our key tool. As a result, we can isolate people and make sure that the disease doesn't spread beyond those boundaries. But what can I say? There's a sense, the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
In a certain respect. We need to still let this play out and hopefully not let it explode out, but seep out. And as I keep talking about, the goal here, certainly in my mind, is not to prevent the disease, is to see the trajectory of new cases flatten out, slow down, so that we can keep up. We're not going to stop this infection from spreading by social distancing. We're going to slow the infection from spreading, because there's a lot of things that we still need to do, right? I don't think this is spreading from UPS boxes and things like that. It's spreading because people shed the virus sometimes unknowingly. They touch things, then they leave, then we touch things, and it's that kind of invisible transmission that's so challenging.
Yeah, yeah. The more we can minimize our trips out and being near other people, the better. The federal guidelines for sheltering in place or for social distancing, whatever you want to call it, has now been extended to April 30th. That
right.
Sound about right to you?
Well, you know, the thing in charge here is not the government or even local authorities. It's the virus.
Yeah.
The virus is going to dictate to us when those types of, control measures are eased up, and we're just going to have to watch. For instance, what may be appropriate for the East Coast may be very different for us here in the Midwest, or southeastern Michigan may be different than other parts of Michigan. It really is what's happening with the virus itself in our community that's going to lend some discussion to that area. In other words, tell us what to do.
This virus is so unpredictable because, you know, we initially kind of thought, well, it affected mostly older people and people that were in the high-risk category, but a lot of young people have succumbed to it as well. A lot of people have recovered from it. A lot of people have suffered right. through it and gotten better, but not everybody. It really is, we don't know enough about it at this point, do we?
Well, no, and that's probably part of I think that's a big part of the anxiety. We'd love to say X, Y, and Z. All right, this is what you got to do to be healthy. This is what you have to do to not get infected. And, you know, this is when it's going to end. We honestly can't say that. It's a virus. And so it doesn't really care what your occupation is or what your, what your lifestyle is like. It really affects everybody. Those we clearly know who's at greater risk. But that doesn't mean that the rest of us aren't at risk, right? And that's what, you know, we got to keep in mind. Risk doesn't mean this is exactly who's going to get it and who's not. It's just ratios. It's statistics.
Yeah.
So we have to remember that everybody is potentially vulnerable, and just because you're young and healthy doesn't mean you're not going to get sick. It doesn't mean you're not going to get badly sick. But chances are, the most vulnerable people are those categories we already know, the elderly and the chronically ill.
Once again, in terms of supplies, masks, PPEs, all that sort of the ventilators, we seem to be in good shape here in St. Clair County right now, don't we?
We're doing all right. We have a couple areas that need some honing up, and I do think no matter what, depending on the situation, you just can't really project that out and say we've got enough. When you do the numbers, it doesn't quite work. We'll do all right though. We'll do what everybody else is doing. We'll fight for as much as we can, and we will use it as appropriately as we can, and we'll do our best. And that's the most I can say.
We always do, don't we?
Yeah, we'll do all right. We just got to remember that this is not normal times, and you can't do things exactly the way you'd like to in normal times, but we'll figure it out. We're ingenious, and we're Americans, and we stand up and we take care of each other. I think the biggest concern I have is that we don't do this in a together fashion, that we do each man for himself or each agency for themselves, and we don't work as a team, because that's going to create a lot more challenges. I think we have to continue to think of this as a community response and kind of break down those barriers that we have built as far as competition and, I'm going to take care of myself and everybody else can figure it out. We can't, I don't think we can really use that kind of philosophy at this point and be successful.
Yeah, I agree. And so far, so good. And it is a long-term proposal, but I think we're adjusting to it. We're getting into that mindset.
We're getting there. We have a great community, and I am proud to be working here with all of you.
Yeah, appreciate all the work you're doing, Annette. We'll talk again real soon, okay?
Thanks a lot, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.